The expression Hobson's choice refers to the frustrating decision of either taking exactly what's offered or taking nothing at all. Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. The man immortalized in this phrase is Thomas Hobson, a 17th century innkeeper in Cambridge, England. Hobson also stabled some 40 horses for hire to the students of that city's prestigious university and to travelers between Cambridge and London. To ensure that all of his horses were given equal time under the saddle, Thomas Hobson established a rotational rental system whereby the renter was obliged to ride the horse nearest the stable door and none other. This prevented his customers from habitually renting and tiring the finest horses in the Hobson stable. Thus, the renter's only options were Hobson's choice of horse or no horse at all. Washington Post columnist Jonathan Yardley put the expression to fine modern use in an essay about a visit to Mississippi. He wrote, 25 years ago when I pulled off for lunch, the choice might have been a barbecue pit or a moon pie and a Dr. Pepper. Now the choice is McDonald's or Wendy's, a Hobson's choice, if ever there was one. I'm Christy Smith, Christy the Wordsmith, coming to you from the studios of KGLT-FM in Bozeman, Montana. Website for this series is wordsmithradio.org.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.